We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We want to get really right out to our first guest. His name is Randall Marshall. He's the executive director of the ACLU in Alabama. Obviously, he's making some headlines today after the strictest anti-abortion measure was passed late last night in the Alabama Senate. Sir, welcome to KDKA Radio in Pittsburgh. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me on.
Well, it's a pleasure. So I know you're going to fight this. Tell me what your knee-jerk reaction to this passage of the measure, what it is. How do you feel?
Well, I won't give you a knee-jerk reaction because we've been expecting this now for some time. But we told them that we will see them in court, and we have put together the legal team. We're joining together with our national ACLU office and Planned Parenthood, and we'll be filing a lawsuit after it gets signed by the governor.
So folks know it prohibits abortions at every stage of pregnancy, includes an exception for cases where a woman's health is at serious risk. But lawmakers, which is fascinating, they even rejected a proposal to add exceptions for cases of rape or incest. Randall, they really wanted to drive the hammer home that they want to ban abortions. Wouldn't you say that's accurate, sir?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, this is the most extreme bill that that they could come up with. Interestingly enough, I testified both at the House Committee and the Senate Committee, and there was both a supporter of the bill and someone who was opposed to the bill, but both of them for the same reason, and that was the bill didn't go far enough. Mm. It allowed an exception for the life of the woman.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah, that's pretty extreme.
Heavy.
Right, exactly. And I understand. Wow. You said this, today's decision from the Alabama Senate to pass an abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest shows how little they regard bodily autonomy. This bill punishes victims of rape and incest by further taking away control over their own bodies. That's pretty heavy, too.
Well, I think what's interesting, not in a good sort of way, but Alabama legislature has for years been trying to chip away at the right of access to abortions. And every year they say, we're doing this to protect women's health. I think this bill finally lays bare the lie that they've been living for the last several years.
Hmm. It's interesting, Randall, because the contention is, right, the plan is to just get this to the Supreme Court. New York Times prints a piece a short time ago, says, look, they don't need this. They don't need this Alabama law. As soon as Monday, the court could announce whether it will hear challenges to three different provisions of the Indiana abortion law. Don't you think, Randall, big picture, this is the temperament right now. Let this conservative Supreme Court chip away at Roe versus Wade, sir.
Well, interestingly enough, there is also another case currently at the Supreme Court from Alabama that raises the same issue. Yes, this is a meaningless gesture on the part of the state legislature, because by the time this case, if that ever gets to the Supreme Court, if the court wanted to revisit Roe v. Wade, they would have already done that. There are some 14 cases going on around the country already. Alabama is just a little bit late to the party.
Right. Well, it's interesting, sir. If you look at any of these websites, even Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, their legal experts are saying that this could very well be a very intriguing challenge for the high court, because the right to privacy does not exist either in the history or the text of the Constitution. And that's why Roe, they say, is kind of always been ripe to be overturned.
Well, certainly that's their argument. But, you know, Roe has been revisited several times over the years, including as recently as 2016. And the court has not retreated. Certainly, I mean, there's no doubt their hope is that because of the change of the makeup of the Supreme Court, that they now have a chance. And I think that they may be surprised, because I think there is a strong tradition that if the court were to revisit and undo this line of cases, I think the court loses its legitimacy as an independent branch and becomes a political arm.
Hmm. Randall Marshall, the executive director of the ACLU in Alabama. It's a pleasure to have you, sir. We've talked to a bunch of pro-life folks who say, here's the deal. This is just our counterpunch to these extremely liberal late-term abortion laws that allow a woman to have an abortion at 28 weeks, and in some cases,
after birth.
After birth. What would you say to that, Randall?
I think that is so overblown as to be false. There have not been, the partial birth, so-called partial birth abortion was outlawed and upheld by the Supreme Court years ago. So the kind of tales that they dredge up just have no basis in reality.
Well, it seems like it's all highly divided, highly political, and that's just kind of where we are as a country right now. I'm really grateful for your time today, sir. We're looking forward to hopefully having Senator Singleton on tomorrow. Obviously, he's got a lot to say about this from your area. But thank you for your time, for phoning in and sharing some time with us today, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Randall, thank you. Great job. I think we got to mention it again that in Alabama, in half the counties, they don't have an OBGYN.
Right.
So all this aside.
Yes.
That women aren't really represented, can't get to see a doctor.
Right. And the argument there also is that they're not really represented by the Senate there, at least in the one side. We got 25 guys. You have, what,
six
Democrats and two women. Yeah, like, what?
And until this year, we had, just in Pennsylvania, we had no females representing anyone in Pennsylvania in Congress.
Right.
It ain't right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.